I'm Rona Tarrant. China has imposed tariffs of up to 25% on 128 US imports after President Trump raised tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum imports in March. The tariffs affecting some $3 billion worth of imports begin today. US scrap aluminum and frozen pork will be subjected to a 25% additional tariff, while other American foods, including nuts, fruit and wine, will be hit with a 15% increase. Beijing said the move was to safeguard China's interests and balance losses caused by new US tariffs. In his Easter address yesterday, Pope Francis called for peace in the Holy Land, 2 days after 15 Palestinians were killed on the Israeli-Gaza border. The Pope made his appeal during his annual message in St. Peter's Square, where he also appealed for an end to the conflict in Syria, calling for humanitarian aid to be allowed to enter and for peace in South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Affairs has said his country works with the US on immigration every day. It's in response to a tweet from President Trump claiming that Mexico isn't stopping people from crossing the border and that the US-Mexico border is becoming more dangerous. President Trump also said there will not be a deal on legalizing the status of young adult immigrants known as Dreamers and threatened to end the North American Free Trade Agreement, which is currently being negotiated with Mexico and Canada. Syrian state-run TV has reported that members of the armed rebel group Falak al-Rahman were evacuated from the besieged city of Douma towards Idlib. It comes after the group in control of the city reportedly agreed a deal after days of negotiations, which would allow for its fighters to make peace with the government or leave the city. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.